Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Bernstein and Harris Show.
This is much more fun.
What, the Midwest?
No, the radio. Hanging out with you, Dan, from 10 to 2 every day.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Heinrich, good defense. Lead pass.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Did not do him like that! What are you doing, Dragons? Did you not get the memo? Derrick Rose can go upstairs.
Indeed, and Derrick Rose will be celebrated on January 4th. The Bulls have announced that their game against the Knicks at the United Center will be Derrick Rose night. They announced this yesterday. And I saw this, and there had been some rumor that, oh, maybe they're retiring his number. And I feel very strongly that he is nowhere near deserving of that. He's not even on the radar for deserving of that. Ahead of many, many, many other Bulls who are much more valuable. Now, this, what they're doing is perfect.
I'm going to let you finish.
What they're doing is absolutely perfect. It'll be a celebration of his retirement from the NBA, his memorable career, and his contributions to the Bulls and the city of Chicago. Special moments throughout the game, recognizing Derek, his family, his teammates. There's going to be T-shirts, and there's going to be the Derrick Rose Atrium experience that they got all sponsored out with memorabilia, like kind of a museum exhibit. And there'll be, fans will have the opportunities to walk away with a memorable themed item, courtesy of Adidas. And all fans will get a commemorative Derrick Rose themed T-shirt. And then starting at 5 p.m. on January 4th, fans can purchase exclusive themed retail items. Okay, so the Bulls get to make a little money, and they get to honor Derrick Rose as he retires from basketball. Great.
They are going to retire his jersey at some point. Well, so I guess if there's a brief.
Why do you say that?
Because he's one of the greatest players in franchise history.
No, he's not.
That's why?
No, he's not.
And that's what they do.
He's not.
With those who are amongst the great players in franchise history.
He's not. He's one of the most famous. He had one of the best years.
He is one of the most celebrated players in franchise history. Accomplished and awarded players in franchise history.
That's not how this works. To retire ones, do you know which Bulls have their jerseys retired?
Not all of them, no.
There's four.
Okay.
Can you name all four?
So Jordan,
correct.
Let's see who else would it be? Because I guess it wouldn't be Scotty.
Scotty,
okay. Scotty is there then. All right.
Jordan, Pippen.
Who else would it be? Not Jerry Sloan.
Jerry Sloan.
Okay.
And one more. Only one other Bulls player.
I'm probably underappreciating the extended excellence of Jerry Sloan by questioning that
Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan. Yes.
Yeah.
And the other is the recently deceased Bob Love.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it. Sloan, Love, Jordan, Pippen. And that's it.
And D. Rose is nowhere near any of those guys.
Nope. Nope. Not, and he's certainly well behind many of his own teammates as far as value to the Bulls. And the thing about retiring a number, it is a body of work award. It is for your overall body of work, of what you've done for the franchise and what you've achieved for the franchise. It's at least the way the Bulls have set up what it means. It is an incredibly high honor. And the list of people who are more deserving of that honor ahead of Derrick Rose is a long one.
A long one.
Yes.
Even amongst his teammates who he played with here in Chicago.
Chet Walker's jersey isn't retired. Artis Gilmore's jersey isn't retired.
How many, and this is the most simplistic version of how many MVPs did either of them win?
Artis Gilmore? Well, he was I can check, but that was one great season.
Yes, that was surrounded by other great seasons. That was his greatest individual season.
It was other good seasons. I don't think people realize what some other Bulls have done. I really don't. I think this is a short memory or recency bias.
So is your case that Derrick Rose wasn't excellent, or is your case that other Bulls were also excellent who should also be honored?
My case is by the Bulls' standard, he's not even close. If Sloan, Love, Jordan, and Pippen to this point, with other Hall of Famers whose jerseys have not been retired by the Bulls. And we can use any metric you want if you want to go by the actual accomplishments or however you measure the statistical accomplishments of players. I think the way they are doing this, the way they're choosing to do this is a great idea, is an outstanding way
It's the first of what will be several steps to repeatedly honor Derrick Rose. This is not going
to honor a lot of people then. Because then there's an incredible injustice here. Just going by win shares, just overall contribution to winning as a Bull. Here's your list. Michael Jordan is at 204.5. Scottie Pippen at 99.7. Hall of Famer Chet Walker, 67. Does not have his number retired. Artis Gilmore, 66.5. Does not have his number retired. This is how much they contributed to winning as a Bull. Horace Grant, 62.4. Luol Deng, 58.4. Joakim Noah, 57.3. Jimmy Butler, 49.3. Bob Love, 48.2. Jerry Sloan, 48.1. And it cuts off at 10. But I looked at some other names. Kirk Heinrich is at 47.6. Taj Gibson is at 36.8. Derrick Rose is at 31.4.
And how much of that is negated by the limited length of his Bulls career?
That's part of it, though. That's part of greatness. Longevity, durability is part of greatness. Greatness is rewarded.
I don't disagree that that's part of greatness.
So
there are limits to how high his stature should be with the Bulls by comparison to guys who were here and elite for longer. But I think it goes too far to say his jersey won't end up or shouldn't end up in the rafters. Because there was, what was it? Let's call it a 5-year stretch where he was one of the most dangerous players in the NBA. He won an MVP. He repeatedly led the team deep into the playoffs. He was, all NBA and Rookie of the Year and All-Star on a perennial basis.
Chet Walker's a 7-time Bulls All-Star.
So if your case
barely
is
missed
Chet Walker,
a game.
If your case is Chet Walker's jersey should also be up in the rafters.
No, but that's not my case. My case is their standards. I mean, good Lord, man. You start looking at Artis Gilmore was an ABA MVP, second in vote, and then he was a multiple-time NBA All-Star. His career with the Bulls was the peak of his games. NBA. He retired as the all-time NBA leader in field goal percentage. Artis Gilmore is a Hall of Famer, all-time great. His number should be retired before Derrick Rose as a Bull. Mm. I mean, it's just... It's not even close. I understand people love Derrick Rose.
Why do they love him?
Because people of a certain age were enthralled by him in the post-Jordan era. He was really the first post-Jordan player that felt transcendent and felt special. It was more than Ben Gordon. It was more than Kirk Heinrich. It was more than that. It was the first player that gave people that sense of, oh, hey, and he won the MVP. And that's great. And people love him. And they should. And they should go to this night and they should love him.
But he should not be hailed as one of the all-time great Bulls.
He does not rise to that. His achievements as a Bull are well down the list. If you retire Derrick Rose's number for what he did as a Bull, Jimmy Butler's got a beef. Luol Deng's
got... I mean, the franchise has a beef with Jimmy Butler, too. No, but you want to make a Jimmy Butler case? Make a Jimmy Butler case, too.
Jimmy Butler was a more valuable Bull.
Jimmy Butler was a better basketball player. A better all-around basketball player than Derrick Rose. But the hype of Jimmy Butler
Bull.
A more accomplished in what way? Jimmy Butler was never an MVP. Jimmy Butler was never a multi-time all-star during his time with the Bulls.
Jimmy Butler was responsible for more win shares by a mile than Derrick Rose. He was more valuable. He did more to help them win. And so did so many others.
The win shares metric argument it's not a blasphemous argument to make. But my point is, it doesn't negate how Derrick Rose was hailed in the NBA.
You can hail him all you want. He was famous.
Bulls fans didn't vote for NBA MVP.
And they don't.
The media and his peers did.
That's fine. And you know how that gets rewarded? That gets rewarded by his $400 million Adidas deal and everything else that he got. It is not rewarded by retiring one's number for this team.
But he did that as a member of the Chicago Bulls.
But you don't retire numbers for hype. You don't retire numbers
MVP
for brief
is not
excitement.
A hype award, Dad. MVP is not a hype award. It's for his individual excellence and the team accomplishments surrounding him. Like, if Derrick Rose was even a guy who was like, you know what? His individual numbers are amazing and the team was losing. That'd be one thing. The team was winning a lot while he was at the height of his powers.
He's a local kid and people love him because he's from here. And that's great.
But that's why he won MVP of the National Basketball Association.
But not every MVP. Does every MVP have their number retired by the team on which they won MVP?
I don't know. We know everyone's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Right. Rose won't be.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But it's the same as the Sammy Sosa thing. Like, Sammy Sosa not being in the Cubs Hall of Fame as a first ballot guy.
Well,
that, to me, is silly.
No,
Him not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame as a first ballot guy. Okay, from a broader perspective, I understand that there's a deep amount of gatekeeping with that.
Well, that's also
but
very
the,
different.
But the gatekeeping for, like, a jersey going into the rafters for the Bulls, that to me is silly.
I think because he
was the youngest MVP in NBA history. He was on the all-rookie team. He was rookie of the year. Repeatedly led the team deep into the playoffs until he tore his knee up. I don't think there's much question. Derrick Rose's jersey is going to be in the rafters at the UC at some point.
I think
this is just the first of several steps.
That's a miscarriage of justice. It is immensely unfair to numerous players ahead of him on the list who deserve to have their jerseys retired. And I think it is provincial bias. I think it's recency bias, and I think he's got a certain vociferous subset of fans that is unaware of
that
Bulls.
Had their eyes open during his time with the Bulls and were observing him play basketball.
Unaware of Bulls history and unaware of NBA history.
But I think you're pitting the two cases against each other. Case for D. Rose is not a case against Artis Gilmore, and I feel like that's how you're presenting it.
Then
you're the one making the case against D. Rose.
I'm using the Bulls standard. The fact that Chet Walker's number hasn't been tells you that Derrick Rose's shouldn't be. There is no argument that says if Chet Walker doesn't rise to the standard, if Artis Gilmore doesn't rise to the standard, then Derrick Rose certainly doesn't rise to the standard.
I have more Artis Gilmore knowledge than Chet Walker knowledge. I'm not old enough to have really witnessed either one of them. But
Horace Grant, my God, Horace Grant.
Are you about to say Horace Grant's jersey should be retired
Hell
before Derrick
yes.
Rose?
Hell yes, it should. Hell yes, it should. And if you stay, don't tell me Horace Grant wasn't a much, much greater, more accomplished basketball player.
Horace Grant was not a much, much greater or accomplished basketball player than Derrick Rose.
As a more important bull?
That, like, put John Paxson's jersey up there, put Bill Cartwright's jersey up there, too.
See, now you're making my case.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Your case seems to be centered around the idea that the guys who were just with the team longer deserve to be there over D. Rose, which doesn't make sense.
Not necessarily with the team longer.
Because there's a sliding scale here. How excellent, how elite were you during what? Sure, if we're going to call that a finite amount of time. And I mean, he was with the team for longer, but as far as at the height of his powers with his full health being on the court, what we call like a five-year span or something like that. So during that five-year run where he was amongst the elite playmakers in the NBA, one of the most explosive talents in the entire sport, one of the most that we had ever seen, and the individual accolades went with it. You also had the team success alongside of it, and him being the lead within that, him being the guy at the top of every opposing scouting report during that run of excellence that the Bulls embarked on while he was their point guard. Horace Grant was never at the top of anyone's scouting report. Bill Cartwright was never at the top of anyone's scouting report.
How many All-Star teams do you think Derrick Rose made?
I mean, at least three, probably four.
Three. You want to go through the list of Bulls' three-time All-Stars? It's a long list.
I'm sure it is for guys who played healthier for longer than
you. Yeah, but health is part of greatness.
It's part of it, yes. But you're using
it as the sole
discriminator against D. Rose's excellence.
It sucks. It sucks that it kept him from being great. I'm not arguing that he wouldn't have been great, but he wasn't.
Was he great during that 4 or 5 year span?
There's a lot of guys who are great during a 4 or 5 year span. He wasn't as great as some other guys. I'm just saying that health matters. And we always talk about the NBA. You're always defined by how good you are after that first injury. You say that about any young player. Any young player. What do they come back? How do they look after that first serious injury? And that's what defines you as a pro. That somebody who can recover. And he just never was the same. And it's too bad.
Well, I agree with that. If he never dribbled another basketball after that first 5 years with the Bulls, if that first 5 years went exactly the same, his jersey's going to end up in the rafters at some point, like it will.
But it doesn't make any sense.
This is just them milking it. Here's the first night we're going to honor D. Rose. Come back next year and we hang his jersey in the rafters. Come back the year after that and we build him a statue.
When he came back, those last 3 years were ridiculously ordinary. He wasn't a great player.
I agree.
When he came back?
And he was never a great player again. He got back to above average during a little bit of that time with the Knicks.
With the Knicks, but from 2013 to 2016, he was an NBA guy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the first 5 years. And he was accruing win shares in there. First 4 years. He had 4 years where he looked like an ascending potential superstar.
What year was the injury? Because he came into the league, what, 08, 09?
He got injured in the playoffs in 2012 against Philadelphia. And he didn't play in all of 2012, 2013. Then he came back in 2013, 2014. He played in only 10 games, averaged 15.9. In 2014, 2015, he averaged 17.7 points, shot 40% from the field, 28% from three. In 2015, 2016, he averaged 16 points in 66 games and shot 29% from three. Okay.
Derrick Rose, bad three-point shooter, but amazing basketball player for that first handful of years in the league.
Yeah, for the first 4 years, he was great. I do think he could have been great if healthy, but he wasn't healthy. And
Horace Grant. You got me out here slandering Horace Grant. Horace was one of my nicknames. I had the Rex Fex and everything in high school basketball. Horace Grant's jersey to go up before D. Rose is absolutely ridiculous.
I think people are forgetting Horace Grant. And
well, trust
and those
me, I am not forgetting Horace Grant, but I know Horace Grant was the third or fourth best player on the Chicago Bulls. So that guy doesn't get his jersey in the rafters.
Let me ask, what do you think his Bulls career averages were?
I'm going to say...
Just points. Just give me, what do you think? What do you think Horace Grant averaged points per game in 406 Bulls regular season games?
I guess he averaged like 17 points, 20. 9 boards.
Yeah, he averaged 19.7 points.
Okay.
Which I think is more than people expect. No, excuse me. Hold on. Wait. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong page. I got that wrong. I was wrong. He averaged 8.6 rebounds. I had the wrong thing highlighted.
Okay.
In 17 total years, he spent 7 with the Bulls, and he averaged 13 points and 8.6 rebounds, 2.4 assists while shooting 53% from the floor. and being a defensive player of the year. He was an all-star in 94 and was a defensive player of the year candidate in four of those.
Oh, I was going to say, Horace didn't win a defensive player of the year.
No, he won a DPOY. He'd win a DPOY, but he got votes as defensive player of the year in four of those years, and I believe made...
Yeah, there's too many great power forwards and centers for Horace to win a defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
An excellent basketball player. A great piece in three championships that he won with the Bulls.
Four-time champion.
The idea that his jersey would go up before D. Rose is ludicrous.
He was a four-time...
Where's Chris when we need him?
Four-time NBA all-defense second team.
And again, I'm a Horace Grant guy through and through. One of the many nicknames I've had in years past was Horace. When I had my rec specs on at Bolingbrook High School and I was rebounding and defending and yelling every time I blocked a shot into the stands, I was thinking Horace Grant every step of the way. But Horace Grant over D. Rose is just
he was a more valuable
illogical.
He was a more valuable Bull. He wasn't as famous. He didn't have as great a peak as Rose had.
How could he possibly be a more valuable Bull on a team that had Michael Jordan sucking up the majority of the value and then Scottie Pippen sucking up a lion's share of the remaining value there, and then everybody else kind of ancillary pieces, and Horace Grant is at the tip, at the peak of those ancillary pieces
that are there with
the Bull?
Because there isn't
overall value to the organization.
It's not a pie.
Greatly pales in comparison.
There isn't a finite amount of value.
It is a pie, because if there's five guys on the court, there's one guy who's the most valuable of those five dudes on the court.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is less valuable than them in that given time. So the value that D. Rose had to the Bulls during his career
is very different than the value Horace Grant had
to the Bulls during his career.
But Horace Grant was valuable for champions.
Okay, so if D. Rose was the point guard on those Bulls teams, they wouldn't have won anything?
They didn't. As soon as he reached the peak of his powers, LeBron James kicked his ass.
Let's make sure Luke Longley ends up in the rafters at the United Center as well.
If you want to go down that road, at the peak of Derrick Rose's powers, LeBron James walked into that room and kicked his ass.
Because LeBron James might be the greatest basketball player of all time.
And that's how it works. And that is the cruelty of basketball.
so then should Charles Barkley not be in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No, that's I'm not talking
Patrick
about
Ewing,
the Hall of Fame.
Or Reggie
I'm not
Miller
talking
because
about the
they
Hall of Fame.
But you're comparing him with a player who's greater.
You're saying that Derrick Rose would have won championships. I'm not saying Derrick Rose would have needed a lot of help to win championships.
The fact that a greater player existed does not eliminate him from the discussion of greatness.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have been great. He doesn't deserve to have his jersey retired by the Bulls.
But Horace Grant does?
Yes. If you're going down that road, the Bulls, what I appreciate is the Bulls get it. The Bulls understand. We're not talking about Hall of Fame.
Trust me,
we're
the Bulls
not talking
don't get
about
it. His jersey's going up in the years to come.
We'll see who's in charge of the Bulls. But I don't mind them marketing off of this, because there's all of the Derrick Rose people are going to spend a lot of money on a lot of cheap crap. And they're going to make a lot of money off this, because Derrick Rose has a lot of fans with still enough disposable income to go buy a lot of stuff. And
how many franchises have NBA MVPs?
We did this as a trivia question of how many, which franchises do not have an MVP. A lot do.
It's a significant honor for an organization to have
Your best player win that award. Give him a laurel and a hearty handshake. It's not enough to retire your number.
They're going to retire his number.
If they do, I'm just saying. I'm not arguing will they or won't they eventually. If they do, it's an immense injustice to a lot of other people who are far more deserving.
They should do Artists next after D. Rose.
They should do it for Artists, because Artists is 76 or whatever he is.
You know what? Artists can jump him in line, but they're going to retire D. Rose's number two.
They may, if it's going to make them money. This segment is brought to you by Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, fighting for the injured for 100 years.
Got me out here slamming Horace Grant.
I didn't see you slamming Horace Grant. When we return, this was, I think, a good idea on your part to name, while we're naming things and bestowing honors, most encouraging Bear of the Year, most disappointing Bear of the Year.